This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I've never been there, but I feel like everything in Croatia is still in black and white.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Mike Baldwin. And now your host. Washington State just mandated everyone wear masks, but the girls he's been dating have been asking him to wear masks for years. Deese Casillas!
Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode of the show. We have a great episode coming up for you real quickly as per the new format, guys. Just so you know, no Sophie, no Jeremy. We're kind of going to a one-on-one format multiple times a week instead of the group show once a week. So more of the social hour, but it's just more of a compacted assload of me and less of everyone else. We are going to have some featured comedians kind of floating in and out of the studio over the next few months as kind of guest co-hosts, but mostly it's going to be a lot of one-on-one stuff. Every Tuesday and Thursday release dates instead of once a week on Wednesdays. Build into that 5 days a week, not because you demanded it, just because I have nothing else to do. Always, guys, go to Patreon.com/pantspending. You can do a one-time donation or you can subscribe, get all the behind-the-scenes content across the network. All right, guys, we're going to get right into it. We have via Zoom comedian, American terrorist, my buddy. Give it up for Mike Baldwin all the way from Wichita, Kansas. Mike, how you doing, man?
Is it now? Do I go now?
Now's the time. It's always now.
Right.
Carpe diem.
It's good. It's fine. It's not. I mean, it's okay. I'm sweaty. It's hot. I'm not from Wichita, Kansas. I just happen to currently be in Wichita, Kansas. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, which is like 3 hours away, or like 8 days if you walk.
Yeah, that's a long walk. The Midwest area is good, still good for hitchhiking. That's a good hitchhiking area. Like people are still be like, yeah, I'll pick you. A lot of truckers, you know, you might have to pay ass, grass, or cash. No one's riding for free, right?
See, hitchhiking is a weird thing because both parties are equally scared of each other.
But
you know what I mean?
It's a tepid agreement. Like, like
the driver is like, God, I don't know if I should pick this guy up. And the guy getting picked up's like, oh God, I hope this driver doesn't murder me. You know?
Would you rather be murdered by a truck driver or just sexually assaulted?
I think, oh shit, what did I just do? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just see a picture of you. It's either way
good.
I see you. One's just...
I just closed the app.
Yeah. One's just with filters and, been touched up. Are you still there? You're moving slow. Wichita, Kansas is still on dial up. There you are.
Give it a minute. I feel like it needs a minute.
There you go.
I was trying to use 5G. Works better.
Yeah, well, man, that's how you get the coronavirus, don't you know?
5G?
Yeah, those 5G murder hornets fly around and give everyone COVID.
I don't know enough about that to refute it, so I'm going to just assume that you're right.
It is true. It's 100% accurate. I saw Alex Jones talk about it, so it's definitely accurate.
See, a lot of that stuff has like morsels of truth within it, you know, and from what I understand about it, like the 5G rays can like fuck up your mind or kill you or whatever, the same way that like microwaves or x-rays or whatever could. But it's like if they do different, then it's different.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's good science right there. If it's different, it's different. You heard it here. it's funny. I actually heard an interview probably about a year or more ago, probably a year and a half ago now, because time has become non-existent over the last couple months, but of an ex-CIA agent who was talking about how the government was figuring out how to use cell phone towers to mind control people, and not necessarily like mind control, like I like shoot this mind laser into Mike Baldwin and he goes and tries to kill Reggie Jackson at the World Series, but like they can make you like docile and kind of like figure out how to like just make you not kind of like a zombie more than anything. So it's not that far-fetched that they could be using that for that type of, you know. I mean, who knows? With the government, I don't trust anything they do. Oh, man, I'm losing you again.
Yeah.
Okay. You're back to the tin can picture. Man, Wichita, it is hot out there. They can't even see. We're talking about 5G, and they're trying to shut us down. This, so you're cutting in and out really.
I've heard things like that.
Part of me hopes that this is purposely cutting in and out. God, the most fucked up thing about this is I just went to the grocery store by my house, and there's this special needs guy who works there who always is the bagger, and he has like a really stuttered talk, and God, it fucking sounds like I'm talking to him right now. It's really terrible. Well, let's see. Well, I think we may have lost Mike at the moment. Hopefully we get him back. Guys, while we're waiting for Mike to get back, remember, go to Dee's Comedy /calendar. We've got the drinking debate coming back to the Spokane Comedy Club July 23rd. That's going to be a great show. Finally back in action. Also, I will be at the Comedy Club, Spokane Comedy Club, July 16th through 18th with Bobby Lee. So that's going to be a pretty dope weekend. Looking forward to that. I'm going to ask him all about Carlos Mencia and if he actually stole Bobby Lee's jokes. I had to work with Carlos a couple times. They always make me open for the guys that are almost Mexican Anyone who's like vaguely Latino, they're like, Deese, this is Europe. I guess I'll take it. Any, you know, sometimes racial stereotyping can get you some money. You know, or it gets your family money if the cops kill you, because that's been happening a lot recently. This is like,
I'm going back close.
Mike's coming back. He's coming back from the abyss.
I'm going closer to the Wi-Fi.
He's going closer to the Wi-Fi. I heard
and
that.
Now I'm like as close as I can be while still being outside.
Can you find a tower and just
inside?
Can you just find one of those 5G really towers and climb up it? Oh, we totally lost Mike. Hopefully he hops back on here soon, guys. You know, the nice thing about this show is these aren't live, so they're all pre-recorded, which means as you're listening to this, you're realizing that I could have edited all this out, but I'm not going to because, well, that requires A, effort, and B, also, this is part of the magic of sound and audio recording. It's part of the magic of the art. Not, you know, it's unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes Zoom works, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe I've been talking too much shit about 5G. They're cutting us off. They're like, this guy, he's sending him, better have some AOL discs. Otherwise, you're fucked, buddy. Send you back to the Stone Age with DOS. Try and play Oregon Trail. Man, or that, I was actually talking to someone the other day about Oregon Trail and how that was what our school, that was like what we had. In the, like once a month, we could go to the computer room and play Oregon Trail. Mike, are you back? Oh, and I got a picture. Mike Ballin is connecting to audio and can't hear you yet. That's okay. So once a month, we'd go to the computer room and play Oregon Trail. And you'd put in this floppy disk that was like 8 inches square, right? Are you there, Mike? Oh, no, still don't. I don't. Oh, I can hear you barely. It's, you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay? I can hear you faintly. The faintest faint. Oh, there's your picture's coming back. Oh, you're in a car? I see you in a car. God, I swear to God, I hope this is some Andy Kaufman-esque bit that is happening. This, because that would make this the.
How about now? How about this?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Actually, I could hear you that whole time, man. I've just been fucking with you.
Well, I couldn't hear you, so you weren't fucking with me.
No, I couldn't hear you. I was just telling the listeners that since this is pre-recorded.
Wait, they were still listening?
No. Well, that's the thing. This is pre-recorded. So I could have gone back and edited all of that out, but they're going to listen to this show, and all that got left in. And I was just rambling the whole time.
All right. Well, I hope it was good.
It was great. You missed the best part of the show.
I beg to differ, because now is the best part of the
now,
show.
Now we're heating up. Are you going for a drive? Mike's in his car.
Yes. Yep, I'm going for a drive because I feel like my normal cell signal is better than the Wi-Fi that my phone refuses not to connect to.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah, just go for a drive, hit it up. So you've... Mike's one of the few people that's been back on stage a couple times since this whole COVID
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
How many times have you gone up since this ended?
How many times?
Yeah.
I guess we could add it up. I've done 2 weeks. I did a week in Kansas City. So we did I think we did a show on a Thursday and a show on a Friday. And then I think we did two shows that Saturday. So four. And then I just did Side Splitters in Tampa last week or the week before that, whatever it was. Time doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the virus. But yeah, I did like six shows there. So 10.
Okay.
The answer is 10.
You've been up 10. That's good. Man, I'll tell you what. I have not been on stage since about March 18th, and I've got a show Saturday. So we'll find out if I still got it. But I mean, there's you could argue I never had it either. So
I could argue that. No, it never goes away. That's what you learn. Like you're like, oh man, it's been so long since I've done this. Like I don't even know if I'm gonna remember how to do this, but. But you're just, if you're a funny person, then you just figure out how to be funny, you know?
It just may happen. Yeah.
The thing that I like about going up sooner than everybody else is that I already did all the coronavirus jokes. So
you nailed it.
None of you hack bastards get to do them.
Well,
I guess really only the hack bastards get to do them.
Yeah. That's what they rely on.
Yeah, pretty much. So there you go. If you guys want to see a good video of coronavirus stuff, then check out wherever the fuck I put it. I don't know, YouTube.
Mike Baldwin on YouTube. So how were
it's not that, but
it's something like well,
it's something different. It's Baldwin Mike on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And it's the most recent video I've posted, and I've got a decent amount of views on it. I was actually quite pleasantly surprised with it, but I posted it on. Like the right wing fucking like the Donald and stuff.
Oh,
I was
Jesus.
Like, hey guys, I posted a bunch of shit about how the coronavirus is fake. I think you guys might like it. And they're all like, fuck yeah, we do.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's funny because I found this interesting loophole a while back on Twitter, because Twitter's the one social media where I don't get like any traction. So I made a joke and I put hashtag build the wall as on the joke. Just because it was relevant to the joke, and this right wing propaganda site that has like 550,000 followers or something retweeted it, and it was making fun of conservatives. So then I started testing it, and I started putting build the wall hashtag build the wall in all my tweets, even if it wasn't relevant, and they started retweeting everything I was tweeting. I'm like, this is like the biggest cheat code ever.
Did you gain followers from this?
Yes, I did. They finally figured it out, though, and stopped. It took them a while, but they finally stopped retweeting everything. I think they realized I was just like dragging them pretty hard. So
they're like, wait, this guy's just fucking with us.
Yeah, it only took them 9 months.
God, that's the worst realization to make when it's, whether it be guy or girl. Have you ever been like, I don't know, robbed? You've been robbed.
Yeah, I've been robbed.
Wasn't I there when you were? I wasn't with you, but wasn't I like nearby shortly after you got robbed or something?
Did that happen when you were here in Spokane?
I feel like maybe it
did. Oh, my jacket got stolen. Was that when my jacket and had my keys and my I had my keys and my wallet, and like I had to leave my car outside that bar downtown all night?
No, I don't remember exactly, but I when you. Anyway,
yeah.
The point that sucks that happened.
That did happen. That happened to me twice.
Oh God!
Same jacket.
I
rebought the jacket. Went and bought the jacket again, and someone else stole it with all my. Because I hate carrying stuff in my pockets, so I put it in my coat pockets and put my coat down.
Dude, you know there's a future D somewhere that's just like, all right, like we know that he's wearing that coat when he commits the atrocities.
Yeah,
like we just can't. We got to go back and just take that coat, because it seems like when he's not wearing that coat, none of this bad shit happens.
Yeah, it was just too cool of a coat, man. I didn't buy it a third time. I'm like, people just want this coat. All right, I'll just buy a dumb coat.
Yeah, I tend to just not take my coat off.
You just wear
I'm a coat on. Yeah, my coat is like my pants. If they're on, it's on.
But you, what about coat, no pants?
Very rarely.
That's a party, though. That's party time.
Sometimes
right there.
just to feel fun. Yeah, I like to put things on in a weird order. Like, have you ever put your shirt on before anything else?
Yeah, it feels wrong. It feels like Catholic school.
It feels very Winnie the Pooh for a minute, though.
Yeah. They're,
that's that's like a girlfriend thing where you're like, baby, look, I'm Winnie the Pooh. And she just looks over and you're just wearing nothing but a shirt.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And you're like,
we're breaking up.
Like it.
It's like when, are you a gym guy? You go to the gym?
My uncle's name was Jim.
Okay. So this'll,
now, I used to go all the time and I haven't. I've gained like fucking 40 pounds in the last year. It's been a bad year.
It's quarantine.
It's been a good couple of months.
It's the quarantine. So
it's really not. The quarantine was absolutely like the exact same thing I was doing for the year leading up to the quarantine.
Right. Just avoiding people. Not going out a
eating,
lot. Yeah.
No, ordering everything, takeout, curbside, that kind of shit, delivery.
Right.
Fucking no. Like telling people, no, I can't hang out. But like the disease was perfect because it was just like, nah, man, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
I wish I could fucking go to whatever thing you're inviting me to. But
I totally want to. I even clicked yes on Facebook and man, now I can't go. How were the clubs you performed at? What are they, half capacity, third capacity?
Yeah, they were both sticking with the 6-foot rule. Florida seemed to care a little bit less just because, number one, it was 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And secondly, they just never, well, I guess technically Missouri got it less than Florida did, but Florida should have gotten it big and did not. So everybody in Florida is like, what disease?
Yeah, fake. Fake
so
liberal
really,
disease.
I mean, that's to be debated, I suppose. I don't think it's a political disease, but I do think that the numbers may be skewed in one direction or another.
Yeah, they seem to not add up to what they thought it was going to be.
Well, I mean, for starters, they were like, we're going to have like 3 million dead people. And then they were like, oh God, that's terrible. And now they're like, we have 105,000 dead people. And they're like, that's too many. And you're like, but you said
right
way more than that before. Like, that's like 5% of what you thought, like less than 5%.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's still, it's just
one like, death is too many. Well, all right.
Yeah,
well, I get it. That's fair. But also,
I feel like it's like more and more people every day are learning that there's incorrect shit coming from the news or from Facebook or from Twitter. Like everybody has some example of a thing where they're like, no, I read that this is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then like that thing didn't happen. And then they're like, well, why would that news thing have said that if that wasn't even like, they didn't even know, like, why would they have even said anything about it if they didn't even know? And then you start paying attention and shit. And you're like, these guys, the George Floyd gets murdered, obviously,
right?
Terrible thing. Like the guy's going to jail as he should,
right?
And there's not a single person in America, except maybe one dick in like West Virginia or something. It's like, yeah, but like everybody else is just like, fucking send the cop to jail. Like that's a bad move. Like don't do that shit. But then like a cop gets killed in St. Louis in the riots that ensued because of the death of George Floyd, and nobody even knows his fucking name.
Yeah.
And he was a black dude. So it's like Black Lives Matter, but not if it's a cop and not if it's, there's just all these weird rules. And it's like, you try to abide by all of them and then they're like, you're wrong. And so you're canceled. And
right.
Like, dude, I don't even have anything.
Right.
Like,
what am I? Can't? Yeah. Well, if you ever do, it's going to be canceled. Well, that's no, I was telling someone the other day, I was catching some shit because I've been talking a lot of shit about Biden. Not because I'm not, liberal or progressive, but because I think he's a terrible candidate. So I was talking about sexual assault allegations against him, and some lady's like, some fucking progressive woman was like, they're unmerited. He's an angel, this and that. I'm like, so wait a minute. Is it believe all women or just believe all women until they're accusing someone who we want to get elected? Cause that seems a little nebulous and that, you know, and then all of a sudden I become the asshole. And I'm like, wait, I'm defending women in sexual assault allegations. And I'm just saying, like, maybe we should ask better of our politicians. But because you want this guy to be in office, like, all of a sudden it doesn't matter. It's wild.
It really is. We live in crazy times, you know, like this is the only like I know people that didn't like Obama, but they were just like, I'm not going to vote for that guy again.
Yeah.
But nobody was just like, I fucking hate him. I hate him. Like I've never seen that with a president before in my life. And it's so backwards to me that it's like more okay to be like, I wish that the president was fucking dead than it is to be like, I support his agenda. I like what he's doing with taxes and the country. And like, it's, you can't say that shit anymore. And it's just, it's kind of weird, but I feel like every day it's getting a little bit more, I hate to use the word red pilled, but I feel like more and more people are just like, dude, a lot of this just seems like bullshit to me.
Yeah. People are starting to figure out the, I think there's an intentional divide by the media and even politicians. Everything's become very polarized where you're either all in or all out on any topic.
It's funny to me that I don't know of anybody who's on the right who fucking hates people on the left, but I know almost everybody on the left fucking hates people that are on the right.
Yeah.
And that just, it seems to me that just logic would lead you towards the party that's like, maybe doesn't fucking hate people for thinking a different way.
Right.
And it's like, no, we're not talking about that kind of thinking. Like, we're talking about, like, you know, like the kind of thinking that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just so fucked up. Like, nobody, they're like, we need to believe in science. And you're like, okay, there's a baby inside of you, that's science.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not a baby. Like, it's not a fucking baby yet. But they're like pointing at their penis and they're like, this vagina, this is science. And it's like, that's not how any of it works.
Yeah, there's a little nuance there. That's probably not. There is some confusion in those things. I feel like it's the labels and the. I always say that they're like the left is like moving the goalposts. Every time you catch up to where they want you to be, they've kicked the can down the road a little further, and you're not up to speed yet. Like, and that's
that's why you have. I forget how they worded exactly, but like today's Republicans would have been Democrats 50 years ago.
Right.
And because that's the way that the parties work, you know, that's where the words come from. Conservative means we want to stay the same. Shit is fine the way that it is.
Yeah.
And progressives are like, we need to progress. We need to change.
Yeah.
We need to make shit better and newer. But there's nobody saying, we need to go back to before the internet.
Right.
We should just have like, so it's only the Republicans that move at all.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. No,
so the Republicans are like, all right, fine. You can have your abortion, but just not after, I don't know, 6 months or something. And they're like, okay,
deal.
And so then that's the rule. But then they're like, now, you know, years later, they're like, you know, sometimes people just can't get to the doctor for like 7 months.
Right.
And so what about that girl? Like, does she not deserve her life? And you're like, dude, it's a baby. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Fucking do whatever you want.
I'm gonna start not the progressive movement, but the regressive movement. And I wanna go backwards.
You should build a fire with sticks and fucking tie a string to cans and shit like that and be like, things were better.
Yeah, this
you should write a book and not make an audiobook version.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book with a quill pen and on like, you know, parchment.
And make copies on a printing press that you have to do by hand.
I'm going
to
bind it.
So then the book costs $5,000. This is actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Get some yak.
We could be rich.
Just, I want to
be rich, and then we could buy all sorts of cool 21st century technology. You're like, no, that's the whole opposite of the point. Like,
no, I did all this so I could buy a fax machine. I just want to regress to like 1997. I feel like that was a good time, right?
that was a really good time. Yeah. Rockstar had just come out. Or wait, hey now, you're All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah. You know, we were still mourning Tupac's death. You know, that was still fresh. But
it's weird though, because I was never even that big of a fan until after he died, and then I got into the fucking Hail Mary and Machiavelli and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It is crazy times we live in. I don't know how do you think this is all going to be moving forward, doing comedy and with this whole, you've been out there. How was the temperature of the clubs, basically? Not physical temperature, but I mean, is it the same?
Nobody gives a fuck. The people that are out are the ones who are the first ones to realize, like, oh, this isn't as bad as they originally said it was.
Right.
Like, at first they were like, it's killing everybody. And then they were like, all right, it's killing, just random people. Like, we don't know who it is. And then they're like, it's killing people that are sick and dying.
Yeah.
And we were all like, but other people too, though, right? And they were like, no.
Not really.
And then we were like, but we could give it to them, though. Like, if we are even in, like, if we like touch a thing and then they touch a thing and then that comes out and they're like, no, you can't really get it like that either. And they're like, but like people can get it and not have it or like not have any symptoms of it. And they could be going around and they could spread it asymptomatically, as they call it. And then it comes out and it's like, no, actually, like we are yet to find a case that was spread that way. So really the only way that you get it is by like standing a few inches from somebody's face and fucking screaming at the top of your lungs, which is exactly what they're doing in lots of big cities right now. They're all standing very, very close together and they're all screaming at the top of their lungs.
I think you have to be in a human centipede to get it, is what it comes down to. Like, that's the only way to really get it.
they thought for a while that kids could get it, and then they found out that kids couldn't even fucking get it.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't even give it to people. Like, what is, who has this?
Right.
And so then it's like, we've had 100,000 coronavirus deaths, and normally this time of year we would have had 100,000 flu deaths, but instead we have zero.
Yeah.
Yay, we fixed the flu. And it's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Was maybe just flu this, killing all those people, and this, you're just making up new diseases?
This is its coronavirus. Well, the funny thing is, I read a statistic where the average age of people dying from coronavirus is actually older than the average age people die.
Yes, I think that was true in like a city at one point. That's an Elon Musk quote that you're mentioning, I think.
Yes.
And I don't think that's the overall truth, but I know that the number's really close. But yeah, that's one of those stats that like people on the right that aren't educated will be like, well, did you even know that? And then people on the left will be like, that's not even true. And you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. And so then they feel like they've won the whole conversation
and then it's
the
over.
Whole argument, because even though the point you're making is really the correct one, which is like, dude, this isn't killing just average people going to work. This
right.
is killing like nursing home people that are really close to not being okay as it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate. We don't want, granny to die, but
of course
it's,
not.
You know, we're destroying our entire economy based on, this.
I mean, I'm not. I'm fucking doing great.
Yeah.
I got unemployment. I got a small business loan. They counted me as a small business.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not? Dude, okay. If you're a comedian and you're listening to this, then absolutely go to your bank and try to get a small business loan from the Paycheck Protection Program. They got like $1 trillion. Originally, I don't know how much of it they've given away, billions of it, but yeah, you can like be, if you're an independent contractor, if comedy is like your main job, then we now count as a small business. So we can, because of the coronavirus, so we can get a small business loan. And then if we spend 60% of the loan on either payroll, utilities, or your business's rent, then the whole thing is like erasable. Like the government pays for it.
Really?
So go get a fucking small loan if you're a comedian.
Jesus,
a
all right. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Fuck yeah, dude. You absolutely should. Dude, I signed up for like all the grants I could and all the free shit. I got like $500 from some comedy gives back thing. They just out of nowhere, I was like, well, I'll fill this one out. And they were like, congratulations, you've been selected to receive a grant. And I was just like, oh, my God. Yes. Like, my rent was due, like, that day. And I was just like, holy shit. Couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah. Are you guys giving away weed also? You know, it's funny. This whole thing, the money thing is what's crazy, too, is because, so, like, I don't know if you heard this. One of their plans, America's, you know, the United States government, their plan was the Federal Reserve has the ability, like the discretion to mint new coins anytime at their discretion, right?
Oh, yeah. They were going to mint like $1 trillion coin.
Yeah, their plan,
sell it to themselves.
Yeah, their plan is to mint $2 trillion coins, then sell it to the Treasury Department. Then they can loan 200% on each coin. So that's $4 trillion they can loan. And it's just like, this is your, it's just a fucking shell game of them moving around money that doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what they're trying. See, okay, like, I got to go back to the very beginning, which is like Trump running, saying that he's going to run for president.
Right.
Okay. And before that, like, to go back a little bit, you've got to assume that there's like shady people that do shady shit. They pay each other off. They like get their friends off if they get in trouble or whatever. Like, you have to assume that's going on.
Right.
So let's just assume that it is, and it's been going on for a long time. And Donald Trump doesn't like it, hypothetically, of course. So he says he's going to run for president, and everybody's like, ha ha, like fucking Donald Trump. And they all make fun of him and shit. And then they make the mistake of like putting every single thing that he says on the news. So things that we would have never even heard, they're playing it all like live. They're like, Donald Trump's talking, fucking go live. And they think it's just a fucking, they're just making money, you know, because people are watching, but they don't ever think he's going to fucking win, you know? And then he fucking wins. And they're like, oh God, what the fuck? And so then they like try to buy him off or whatever, but he's Donald Trump. He's got billions already.
Yeah.
So he's like, you can't buy me off. And they're like, all right, well then we're going to fucking send you to jail for the illegal thing that you did. And he's like, find something, find fucking anything. Cause he knew, like, he planned this fucking 30 years ago. So he's like, I'm not going to do anything. Like, I'll do weird shit and I'll do shady shit, but I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
So they can never fucking call me out on anything. So then they bring up the Russia shit, and he was like, I never colluded with any Russians. And they were like, yes, he fucking did, and we know it. We've got proof. And now 3 years later, we finally find out that they were lying the entire time. They had no proof. There was none. So, like, all of these news people that are just like, oh, no, I've talked to people, and they've told me this, this, and this. And it's like, none of that was ever true.
Yeah, there's no
validity.
All
the Mueller shit. Remember all the Mueller shit when people were like, it's Mueller time. And all that, and Mueller was going to come out, and he was going to, like, find the thing. And he never fucking found anything. They
right.
spent, like, millions of dollars, and they looked all over the fucking world, and they couldn't find anything. All right, so then, now here we are 3 years later, and he's the only president, in my lifetime at least, that's done at least half of the things that he said he was going to do when he was running for president.
Right.
Like, that alone is, like, all right, the Israel thing, which most people don't even give a fuck about, but people did for years.
Yeah.
Every single president was like, I'm going to move the whatever it's called, the embassy, the fucking ambassador thing.
Right.
Like to Jerusalem or to wherever the fuck. And but they always said it and they never fucking did it. And nobody ever knew why. They were like, just put it over there.
Right. Just move
that's
it.
Where it that's where it belongs.
Yeah.
And he fucking did it in like the first month. And they were just like, wait, what did you do? Because he didn't ask for approval or anything. He just fucking built one in Israel with Israel's help, like on the down low. And then he was like, hey, we got this building. We're going to make it the fucking embassy. And nobody could say no. It's the fucking, it's like, you can either hate him for being doofy or you can like bask in his fucking sharpness of like, how the fuck did he think to do that is my question.
Yeah. Do you think it's him or do you think it's just people around him?
Oh, it's people around him, but he's the one that's got to, he's the salesman, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's the one that's got to sell it to us. But part of the whole sales pitch, and I skipped a lot in the middle, but I'll get to the point. Part of the whole sales pitch for him is to show just how divided we are as a country and to help us figure out why that is exactly. And it's not because we actually hate each other. It's because we've got these people that we trust that tell us we should hate each other.
Right. Yeah.
And we're just like, okay. But if you get us in a room by ourselves and we're just talking about whatever, almost everybody gets along, and that's what they don't want us to all acknowledge.
Right. Well,
we're all
Because if we all get along and are happy, they realize that they're fucking us. The government is, and we all go after them together. They want.
Right. But it's not just the government. It's the government. It's the media. It's the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Which has fucking trillions of dollars coming into America all the time, and so like. I don't know, like just like ABC, for example, is like owned by Disney, which is owned by fucking Comcast or whatever, vice versa or whatever, you know, like everybody is owned by somebody else. And at the top, there's like 10 people that have their hand in basically fucking everything. Like they know all the news that happens all over the world every single day. And they get to pick what our main news is.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
No, that's true. I mean, that's part of the problem, especially when news became a business and people had to make money off of it. Now all of a sudden they have people they have to appease to, and they have advertisers. They have to sell. So, I mean, obviously they have an agenda. They have to make money to appease the people that are paying their bills on their 24-hour news channels, you know? So you have to figure out who's paying those advertising dollars. And then all of a sudden you have to make sure those people are happier. They pull their money. So yeah, you're going to skew a certain way depending on who is, you know, keeping your lights on at that point.
They're not presenting you the news.
They're presenting you the news that they want you to see or need you to see. And yeah, it does.
The best way I've heard it said is they don't tell you the story. They tell you a story.
Yeah. Well, and
they never tell you what the story is.
There used to be a rule, and it was like the rule of three in media, where like you couldn't control more than, you couldn't own more than three media outlets, because then you're basically controlling the narrative of the news.
I think that should be a rule again.
Yeah, and that went away. I don't know when or why that went away, but that used to be a rule. So people, you know, you could, if you in, whether it was whatever newspaper or TV media, radio, but once you get, you couldn't own more than three. Because then your narrative becomes too powerful and too easily swaying people.
Yeah. Well, and think about that. There's Fox News on one side and then there's everything else on the other side.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're
not counting the internet, but even if you are counting the internet, there's Twitter and Facebook, which lean very far to the left.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just, are you still there?
Yep.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought I did something.
No, that's right. I always like to say there's Fox News on the right. Fox News is, conservative. CNN is liberal news. And then MSN isn't actually news at all. So that's
none of them are news really. But
right.
The thing I like about Fox is that they don't necessarily claim to be news. Like Hannity's not a news reporter.
Right, he's not a journalist.
No, he's a entertainer, you know. He's like but I feel like all sides do it where they're like, this is what happened today, and they tell you the, you know, whatever fucked up story they want you to hear. But so it's not, I'm not giving credit to Fox or anything, because they're part of the whole fucking thing. Also, you know,
yeah,
like you've got to go now that everybody's got a phone and shit, like you've got to just basically go through independent reporting and like I want to see the video of the guy that was there, I don't want to talk to the guy who talked to the guy who
took an oral report from a friend who was.
Yeah. You know, it's like, dude, fucking, I know somebody's got a video of the thing.
Right.
Like, just show me the thing.
Well, dude, you can't buy a fucking cantaloupe without it also having a camera on it now. Like, everything is also a camera. So, like, there's,
yes.
You know, everything is filmed and photographed. And, I mean, there's documentation of everything somewhere. But,
I somewhat agree.
Yeah. So, like, the idea of these things that, like, I don't know if you saw the footage, the Minneapolis police, when they released the footage of the whole body camera incident with George Floyd, and I didn't know
yeah.
you could do this. It was heavily redacted, where there were, you know, full blacked out portions of the screen and stuff cut out. Like, and I didn't realize you could redact
really?
Body camera footage.
I guess so. Yeah. It's like in the movie Seven when they're showing the pictures of the dead guy to the dead guy's wife.
Yeah.
And they've got like a post-it note over the dead guy's body in each of them.
Right. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Like, just look at the rest of the picture. Don't look at your husband's
There's definitely
dead
not your husband's dead body there. Well, it is also interesting, too, to kind of tangentially to that, the body camera thing with all these protests and riots happening across America. The only time it's lawful for a police officer to turn off their body camera is in a riot situation. And the reason for, or like a civil unrest situation in the protest, the reason they say that is because it basically what it infringes on people's civil liberties, and basically their, anonymity, but basically they're saying, well, we don't want to out you if you're at a protest, but if you are protesting, you've already foregone your civil, you know, that privacy. But they're hiding this loophole of like, oh, well, we can't film this, we don't have to film this, so then they can just beat the shit out of protesters and legally not have to film it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that on the news though too. I talked to friends who like went to the protests in Kansas City and stuff, and
yeah.
they said, you know, people were just standing around, just not doing anything, and cops would just walk up and fucking spray them with
yeah.
mace out of nowhere, just without saying anything. But then they would be on the news, and they would be like, there's been no reports of police doing anything, you know, not on the up and up or whatever.
Right.
And my friends are just like, that's fucking bullshit. A friend of mine got a fucking smoke bomb canister shot at his leg, and it broke his leg.
Yeah.
But I will tell you a funny story, and that is, like, I don't know the exact number, but I can confidently say that, like, 90% of the reports of police using tear gas, they were not using tear gas. They were using smoke bombs, right? But people just saw canisters with
smoke
blowing off.
Assumed.
And they, but so what everybody started planning for tear gas. So they were bringing milk and shit because
yeah.
they say to like pour milk in your eyes.
Which
you
shouldn't do that actually, but.
So fuck no, you shouldn't pour milk in your eyes. That's stupid. But anyway, so then there's all these videos of cops like shooting smoke bombs at kids. Or not kids, but you know, like
yeah.
18-year-olds and shit. And they're just like, tear gas! And it's like, it's just smoke. But they're like pouring milk in their eyes and shit. It's like, it's the same as like a high school kid drinking O'Doul's or whatever and being like, I'm so wasted.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This tear gas burns! It hurts! I can't see!
I did see in Spokane, because I was at the protest in Spokane, and one of the grossest things I saw was there was this girl standing on a corner alone, and she walked like close to where the cops were. They were all lined up. There were about 30 of them in their riot gear and stuff lined up all along this block. And she's like, it's nighttime. They're trying to break up protesters and stuff. And she walks up and she's screaming. She's like, I'm a 17-year-old girl. Please don't shoot me. I'm scared. I'm just trying to go home. And like, she's just crying, right? And like, they all just turn, aim, and start firing rubber bullets at her. I'm like,
oh God.
I'm like, fucking shit, dude. Are you serious right now? That's your, like, is that fucking Al Qaeda fucking, you know, public enemy number one there? She's literally begging to be helped and just trying to go home.
God.
Yeah. And the nice thing, the funny thing about those rubber bullets too, they're not designed to be shot directly at people. They're designed to be shot at the ground and then the ricochet into people's lower body, usually their legs. It actually decreases the velocity by about 60 to 70%. But they had guys with like sniper rifles, literally sniper rifles aiming and shooting these things at people around the country.
Well, I mean, you know, it's imagine being on either side of that. You know, you're on the fucking protester side and you're like, dude, they have fucking guns. Like, what are they doing? But then you're on the cop side and you're like, dude, there's 100,000 of them and there's 150 of us.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody even fucking gets close to us, I'm fucking opening fire on them. I don't care who it is.
Yeah. Well, like, fuck, they were just.
Dude, that was the worst example of somebody that you could have fucking. Just a little old lady. Excuse me, gentlemen. Have you seen my grandson?
Right, yeah. Fucking get her. Get her. I mean, it's nuts. This whole thing is wild. It's weird for me because, like, I was down there. I mean, I grew up in L.A. and, you know, lived through the L.A. riots and stuff like that. And I mean, my fucking neighborhood was on fire during that time, you know, where I lived. And so, I mean, seeing this was just so reminiscent and weird. Seen it in Spokane on a smaller scale, but I'm like, oh god, these fucking, this is, and watching that girl get shot, I videotaped it actually. It was pretty crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Post that shit.
Yeah. Spokane's
don't have my voice in there.
Spokane's known for being.
Don't have me saying that when she gets shot. Nice.
So, I mean, we'll pivot here a little so we don't spend the whole time talking about the crazy shit that's happening.
Can't imagine that anybody's still listening anyway. Let's just talk about what's next.
What's next?
What are we doing?
Let's get into the news a little bit here. I want to talk about a couple of things in the news. Oh, man, I should have been prepared, but hold on. Here we go. We're going to get into the news.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world, this is the Social Hour News.
And unlike all those other media news companies we were talking about, there's absolutely no spin. This is just directly from Yahoo News.
You tell me what they say, and I'll tell you what the real story
okay.
is.
Real talk with Mike Baldwin. We've got big news in the comedy world. Comedian Chris D'Elia being accused of some sexual misconduct. Have you heard about this, Mike?
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah,
there's no spin there. That's he's just a fucking he's a kid touching fucking creepo.
Is it weird? Like in this, I mean, this is why.
Can you get sued for libel on a podcast? I guess I should point out allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. We don't have evidence, but Chris D'Elia.
I think just from the stories I've heard, like, and not just, it's sort of like the Bill Cosby thing. It's like the stuff that we've heard in green rooms already for years.
Yeah.
Where it's like, really? And how old was this girl?
Right.
And it's like, she said she was graduating that year. So we all just, you know, we went with we were like, she's got to be 18.
We were hoping, like, she got held back a year at one
point. Right. It's like, is this your second senior year?
It's like, well, it's funny because, like, when the Louis C.K. thing broke, and I was just like, oh, yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm like the lowest rung on the comedian pole. And I've heard about that for like 7 years. Like, that can't be a surprise to anyone, right?
No, but think about that, because we're in the comedy business. So when the same thing happens, like Jeffrey Epstein, for example, he's a rich fuck. So think how many rich fucks all over the world were like, well, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, obviously.
Like we all knew that. Like, we all fucking talked about it all the time. But what did you expect us to do? He's fucking Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, he's like Bill Clinton's best friend. Like, we can't fucking, we can't just take him to jail.
Right.
You know?
He's got a lot of money in an island. The thing with D'Elia that's funny is, you've there's been rumblings in the past. There's these little things, but, like, also, I just, like, he's one of those guys that, like, I could look at and be like, Like, I don't even have to know who he is or what he does. If you were just showing me pictures of people and I just had to say yes or no, that guy likes kids. Like, you just show me his picture, I'm like, oh yeah, that guy. Okay.
That's, but I feel like your brain is biased there, because if I told you, hey, I'm about to show you a picture of a guy who touched a kid, and then I showed you a picture, it wouldn't fucking matter who the person was. You'd be like, oh God, I can see that.
Well, if it feels like a yes or no.
That person doing that.
it's that like kind of bro-y mentality, I think, that like,
yeah,
you know.
But I mean, also, you know, like if I told you like, oh, did you know that, let me think here, Pee Wee Herman? Like if anything I say about that guy, you're like, yeah, I believe that.
Listen, that guy's never done anything wrong or lewd conduct in public at all. He's a saint.
He really didn't. He jerked off in a place where you pay to go jerk off. And they were just like, you can't jerk off in here. And
yeah.
He's like, but I thought.
But we know who you are. That was like one of the original scandals.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it had a lot. I think if you go back and were to research what else was going on, like politically and maybe like, in a war or something like that. I bet there was some other shit going on during that time and they just didn't want us focused on it.
Yeah.
You can do the same with Michael Jackson and shit. Like anytime of something fucked up happened in like the Iraq war or something like that, like some Michael Jackson story would come out again.
Right. Well, there's some comedian that has a bit about like every time something bad happens in America. He's like,
yes,
they said like they
Michael Jackson will fuck a kid.
Well, no, they said something about the McRib. McDonald's will like release the McRib every time. That's when the McRib comes back around every time.
People are just like, what, the news?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck the news. The McRib's back.
So yeah, Chris D'Elia touching kids. Driving. That's happening.
I'm driving back, so let's start wrapping her up.
All right. Yeah, we're about to. Speaking of, so we'll go over this story. Speaking of McRibs and McDonald's, you hear about there's the Georgia police officer or alleged police. Some video was released of a police officer from Georgia who was crying after going through McDonald's line, worried about
the fact that
they had tainted her Egg McMuffin.
She hadn't gotten her food yet, had she?
No, maybe that's it. But
she was waiting for her food. But listen, I know the story, and I fully understand where the cop is coming from.
Wait, recent developments, though, Mike. She's not even a cop.
Well, okay, then that is fucked up.
That
she, is she? Does she work there?
She's a security guard, and she just wanted to get sympathy and free Egg McMuffins. The police department outed her and said, we don't know who this lady is. She doesn't work for us.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, then that's fucked up. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, that's the most recent development in this story that happened just earlier today.
I can totally see, though, like a cop being like, dude, I don't fucking trust food from a restaurant right now. Like, people hate me.
That I could understand. That would definitely, go in your civvies and don't drive your squad car through the fast food line. You're definitely going to get fucked with. So,
yeah, maybe. Or, I mean, you know, I would fucking like give them extra fries or something.
Yeah.
You know, I would give them an 11th McNugget. Hey, thanks for what you're doing out there.
Go to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A will take care of you. You know,
so they accidentally always give you an extra nugget,
right? Unless you're gay, then Chick-fil-A won't take care of you. But
I've seen many a gay working at Chick-fil-A.
They better stay in that chicken coop. They can't come out of the chicken coop, or they'll get.
Can do whatever they want. All right.
Yeah, I could see how that would be very interesting as a police officer. That's a weird thing to try to. I mean, it's such a, you know, I'm not this all cops are bad people. I think cops are. It's based on a pretty bad system. I've had some really shitty experiences with cops in many states.
Me too.
Yeah. I remember one in Utah a while back.
Oh, God. Dude, that ended up costing me like $5,000.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's...
Yeah, I got... For those of you that don't know the story that are just listening, I fucking... Deese gave me mushrooms just for free as a friend, And then I got pulled over with them, and that's the short version. And then I got arrested. The slightly longer version is that I totally could have gotten away with it if, because the cop was like, "You've been smoking pot in here?" And I didn't realize that medical was legal in Utah,
yeah,
and that I could have just been charged for not having a license and gotten like a $100 ticket,
oh,
and been sent on my way. But instead of being like, "Yeah, I've been smoking weed, I'm sorry, like I won't do it anymore," or whatever, I was just like, "No, there's no weed." And he was like, "Dude, I smell weed. Like, you don't have to lie to me." And I was like, "I'm not lying." He was just like, "All right, well, fucking get out of the car then, because you're obviously lying." And now I got like probable cause and shit. And I was just like, "Ah,
god damn it."
And then he found the mushrooms. Yeah. And then I had to fucking pay like $2,500 to get bailed out. But anyway, yes, like some cops are definitely dicks, and some are cool. And I don't think I've ever, I don't think race has ever played into it. For me, at least, you know, I've had dick black cops. I've had cool black cops. I've had dick white cops. I've had cool white cops.
Yeah. I have said this a lot. I said cops are asshole first, racist second. I think they're more assholes than they are racist. So,
I mean, I feel like the same dudes that I know that like people would call racist are just like the kind of guys that, it's weird. Like, I mean, there's obviously like blatant racism or whatever,
yeah,
you know, people that are just like, "Ah, fuck them because of the color of their skin" or whatever. But like most people that are called racist on the right are just people that are like, "Dude, I just quit giving handouts to people."
Right.
Like the people that realize that they have to work hard will work hard. But people that realize that they don't have to work hard won't work hard. And that's not a black or white thing. That's just a human thing.
That's just comedians.
But I feel like, I know, right? It's like, dude, it really is. When you look at your schedule and you're like, "Dude, I have nothing. And
right.
Rent is due in a week and a half."
Yeah.
And that's when you send 1,000 emails and they're like, "Oh, if I just did this once a month, then I would have to work all the
time."
Yeah,
it'd be
time.
Way easier. Yeah. No kidding. Well, hopefully we can all get work all the time now. Hopefully we can. They'll be calling
this,
us.
Like,
we'll be calling them. Send out emails. And just clubs are coming back. Comedy's coming back. So go.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Check
go
it
to
out.
MikeIsFunny.com and check me out first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go to whatever Dees tells you to go to next.
Where can people find you besides your website? Instagram, Facebook. Where do people find you, Mike?
Say a thing and then I'll say what my handle is.
Grindr. The let's go Twitter.
Mike Baldwin.
That's it? You got that?
That's it.
That
on
was
Twitter,
available?
Yes.
Mike Baldwin.
I bought it from another Mike Baldwin for $50.
Damn. All right. Okay. Facebook. Also my
comedian Mike Baldwin.
Okay, and Instagram.
Comedian Mike Baldwin.
Okay, very good. All right, well, go follow Mike. He's very funny. See what he's doing. Follow, if you can catch him on a live date, definitely do it. It was good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and hopefully we can get you up in the Northwest soon. We can see you again soon.
Dude, thank you for having me. Thanks for inviting me. This was a cool thing. You're good at talking into a thing.
That's, hey, you know what? I've almost made a living out of it, so one day.
Put that on your resume and then put it in quotes and put my name under it.
And put dash Mike Baldwin. Perfect.
Yep, good at talking into things.
All right. Thanks, man. All right, guys. For the social, I've been Dees. For Mike, thank you very much. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to the Federal Reserve, Joe Biden, Oregon Trail, the news, Chick-fil-A, truckers, hitchhikers, and the Georgia police. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!